Somebody pray one more time. Lord, help me. Help me today. Lord, help me today. It's your help I ask for today. I receive grace to move on from yesterday. Can somebody pray that prayer better? I receive grace to move on from yesterday. Lord, I'm asking for one day at a time. Lord, grant me grace. Lord, grant me grace. And that's all I'm asking of you. Give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. And yes, till it's gone, see Jesus. And tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. One day at a time, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you.
Just give me the strength to do every day.
Somebody ask for strength to ask for strength for today. Ask for strength for today.
Yes, yes.
Lord, I need your strength for today.
Lord, help me today. Show me the way. One day at a time.
Father, is our cry this morning that you, Lord, will grant us grace. You have called us again into another month of new things. Father, you have said in your word that for the new to come, the old must be done away with. We are asking, Lord, for grace for the new today. Please give unto us in the name of Jesus. I'm asking the Holy Spirit that you would move through this atmosphere today. You would touch every heart and every life. You walk upon the hearts of your people. Take authority over every external force that want to hinder the word of the Lord. He put in bondage and cast you out of this place. Ask Lord, you anoint my lips once again today to speak as your oracle and to bring your counsel and your heart to your people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Good morning, everybody. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 18. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. And you open your Bibles there. It says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Second scripture, Mark chapter 2 from verse 21 to 22. Mark chapter 2. From verse 21 to 22. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, or else the new piece pulls away from the old, and the tear is made worse. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Or else, the new wine bursts the wineskins. The wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins. The Lord bless the reading of this word in Jesus' name. We see from that Isaiah chapter 43 and that verse 18, we see God speaking to the prophet Isaiah. And as he started with a very, very key word there, which is what will help us to really grasp what we are considering for today. It says, do not remember the former things. When God speaks, you must know that He speaks because He's speaking from a knowledge of what humans do not know. So He expects that when He speaks such words, you would align yourself, because He is omniscient. He knows better than you. He knows way more than you do. So, the children of Israel have gone through a particular phase in their life. And they were at a junction when God wanted to do something new for them. And He told them, do not remember the former things. You cannot focus on the past and the future simultaneously. You cannot be looking back and be looking forward at the same time. You will choose one. Either that you will dwell on your past and you will stay there, or you will face forward. You will look at your future and you will be focused. There are those who are living, who are existing today, but they are still living in yesterday. By the way, the topic of this sermon is goodbye yesterday. There are those who are living in today, but their lives is still existing in yesterday. Everything about their lives is what has happened in the past. The phases of life is divided into three, as we all know. We have the past. The past talks about the memories, the things that have happened in time past. We have the present. The present speaks about our current realities, what is going on with us at the moment. And then we have the future. The future talks about the possibilities that are available for everyone. Male, female, Christian, not Christian. Everyone has a past. Everyone has a present. Everyone has a future. Your past shows where you are coming from. It shows this that has happened in your life. It shows your experiences. It shows your pains and your scars. It shows your regrets. It shows your wins. It's about what has happened to you before. You know, we keep saying this statement that thank God we don't look like what we have been through. But you see, the actual truth is that everyone looks like what they have been through. Because you see, let me explain it to you. Whatever you are today, is a sum total of your experiences. If you are on the first class today as a student, it shows that you have been diligent in reading and in studying. So if you are that way, can you pray and say, Lord, let me not look like where I have come from? You have read like a first class student, and then they are not putting you on tutu. You know that will not be acceptable, right? So everything about your life now is a sum total of your decisions. The things you have been through, your regrets, your pains, talks about your past. Your present shows your current level. It shows what has the accumulation of all that has happened in your past. Your present is not giving your result. That's what you are living in now. Talks about your realities. What is obtainable for you now? What is the result from everything you have gone through in your past? What is this showing today? If you have been frivolous in your spending, we can look at you now and see the reason why you are broke. If you have not managed your health well in the past, we can look at you now and know why you are sick. We will see it based on your current realities. And your future talks about the possibilities available to you. Which means that no matter what has gone or happened in your past, no matter what you are going through now, you have the ability and the capacity to redefine what your future will look like. Only two out of these three is what you have power over. What you do now in the present and what your future holds. You can create your future from today. Your future is being determined by what you are doing today. If one is not careful, your past can be a factor that limits your future. One of the greatest disservices any man can do to himself is to keep living in the past. Any man, good or bad, great or not great. Those who fail to move from the past cannot experience new things in their present. You need to know that now. Those who fail to move from the past cannot experience new things in their present. You must know that the way that your mind works. Your mind works in imagery. Everybody here, I want you to picture a particular time that you were down in your life. Picture right now. Okay, before you do that, can you picture a bottle of Coke now in your mind? Can you see it? Can you see it? Do you have a bottle of Coke? But can you see a bottle of Coke? It shows the way the mind works. Now, picture an event in the past that really broke you, that really hurt you. One time you cried. Can you picture it? Can you picture it? How do you feel? I'm going somewhere with this. Because you see, every man has a memory. And if we don't pay attention to how this mind operates, we will keep living in the past. There are something that's happened to some people that 10 years down the line, they are still living in it. You went into a relationship with somebody, and the guy while dating you was also dating somebody else again. And one day you found out, and it so hurt you, you broke down. You said, I will never enter another relationship again in my life. 1 year down the line, 2 years down the line, 5 years down the line, every time you remember that incident, you are still crying. The reason is because the mind stores images of the past. So things that happened to people in the past can limit them from entering their future. Because a guy broke your heart in the past, you made a decision that you will never date any guy again. That's how the saying, all men has come, came about. I hope you know. The question, are all men come? If you are a lady here and you answer yes, you need deliverance. I tell you the truth. Either deliverance from the wrong relationships or deliverance from the one you are dating presently with is come. Yes. If you say all men has come, you tell me that your daddy is inclusive. But you see, what makes a lady stand one day and say all men has come is because at a particular point in her life or at different points of her life, she had gotten into relationships, she had been jilted over and over and over again. So she can come to a conclusion, for her it is her own reality, which is the truth for her. So she can go based on that and run for the next 10 years of her life. And every guy that comes her way, she's always agitating. She's always fighting. She's always struggling. Every time she's suspicious. Who are you chatting with? Who are you chatting with? What are you doing on your phone? You see a lady walking with her. You're like, who is that lady I saw with you this afternoon? Hey, you're telling what you have done again. The guy was like, wait, what did I do now? What is happening is that the baggage of what she has experienced in the past, she is bringing it and dumping on somebody who may never even know what she has gone through. God is going to help people today. So she brings all of those things and then does on this guy. But this guy may just be innocent and just be a casual friend. So the girl is always saying, I know one day you will break my heart. The reason is not because there are no good guys out there. The reason is because she has stored up a memory of some issue that happened in her life and she's finding it hard to move on. The future is that she finds somebody who she can settle with for life. The past is that they have broken her heart. So she's still holding on to what is happening in the past. She cannot lay hold on the future. This cuts across every sphere of what men have gone through that is hindering them from making progress and entering into their newness. Some have experienced issues of death around them. Somebody died around you. You love the person so much, but you are unable to move on. Every time you remember, you are crying. I bring a word of consolation to you today. Our memory can be a tool in the hands of the devil. He can use it to hold us bound. Your memories, yes. Now, I'm not talking about your ability to recall. I'm talking about what you have stored up in your mind. They can be a tool in the hands of the enemy. Holding you back from embracing the future that is available to you. Let me get into some deeper things. What are the things that you must say goodbye to? Because if you don't, we can declare all we like that it's your month of new things. But you see, the old can waste the new. We see what we read in Mark chapter 2. He says that no one pours new wine into old wineskin. What will happen to the wine is that the wineskin will be torn away and the wine will be wasted. So every time something new is about to happen in your life, because it is being poured into an old wineskin, it's wasted away. So you are asking yourself, what is going on? I cannot seem to lay hold on to something. The problem may be the wineskin you are trying to contain the new with. You must trust God to change that wineskin today. Two categories of things I'm going to talk about today. Number one is your past and negative experiences. Your past negative experiences. Your past experiences can be relieved for some and hold them from making progress. The problem with some people when they go through some past negative experiences is that they never learn from it. And see, let me tell you today, there's always something that you can learn from your past experiences. Good or bad, there's always something you can learn. There's always something you should learn. When things are going on around you, and it seems like it did not even go in your favor at the end of the day, you should still be able to look back and find what God is trying to communicate to you through that experiences. In the midst of something chaotic, something new can come out of it. In the midst of loss, abundance can come out. In the midst of brokenness, life can spring forth. There are those who go through, who have been offended in the past. Somebody hurt them really bad and they held them in their heart. They will not let them go. Unforgiveness. Matthew chapter 6. Let God help us today. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 12 to 15. Matthew 6 from verse 12 to 15. The Bible says there, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Then verse 14. For if you forgive men of their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. What is this scripture trying to say? There are those who carry unforgiveness in their heart. Somebody did something that was painful to you, and I know it hurt you, but you see, today you need to find grace to forgive that person and heal and then move on. Every time you remember, you are in tears. Every time you remember, you are angry, you are refusing to let go. But God is saying, how long will you remain in this issue of unforgiveness? You need to let go. If the new must come out, you must let go of the old. You must begin to forgive others. I know it may not be easy. If we ask you to begin to narrate their experiences here today about the things that they have gone through, about people who have hurt them, your mouth will open wide and you may not even be able to close it just based off of what you hear that people have gone through. So this is not me neglecting your pain and saying that what you have gone through does not matter. But what I am telling you here today is that you will need to get into a place where you are able to forgive and let go. For some people, it is not forgiveness to others that is their problem. For some people, it is that they need to forgive themselves for something they did in the past. You made a mistake, you made an error, and from that day till now, you are blaming yourself. Something happened 5 years ago. Till today, you are still saying, I regret what happened that day. I regret. 5 years down the line, you have not moved on from that event. Every time you remember, you break down for like 1 week before you recover again. When will you acknowledge that this was a mistake and it's already in the past and forgive yourself for that error? This is why people don't make some progress in their lives. And you just keep wondering, but you don't know that it is something innate. In 2008, something happened to me. Then it was this era when BlackBerry was raining. So I went online and I was searching for one I wanted to buy. So finally I stumbled across this page and they were selling it. I saw the prices. These prices are quite low compared to what you are buying in the market. So I chatted the guy. The guy says, well, the phone is available, but it's almost sold out. If you need to buy it, you have to pay up front before you buy it. So I say, I cannot lose this deal. So then, there's no transfer. I ran to the bank, gathered my money, carried 12,000 naira, sent to the guy. 12,000 naira now, 12,000 naira in 2008 is not the same thing. It's not the same thing at all. When we buy costly phones, then we buy them 40,000, 50,000. That was expensive phones, 70,000 max. Including iPhone 15 Pro will be 70,000. Max in those days. You are buying, you are using Bold 5. Yes. So I sent 12,000 naira. The guy said, for you to come and pick up your phone, for you to know, for those who know Lagos, he said, I should come to Badagry. Badagry is like traveling from here to at least Ibadan. At least. So with excitement, I jumped into the bus. And then, new phone don't come. So I got to Badagry. Say, sir, where should I stop? Say, drop at Odogunyo. I think it's Odogunyo or something. Say, drop. So I stopped there. So I called him, was not picking call again. Then later he picked. He said, I'm coming. Say, cross to the other side. I crossed. Where are you? I'm coming. I waited. After a while, the guy stopped picking my call. 1 hour, I was waiting. I can't go back because where I came from is far. Almost 2 hours, I was still standing there. And then it dawned on me, I have just been scammed. I stood on that spot. No, I was unable to move. Say, God, what is this? So I entered the bus, went back home. The following morning, and by the way, I got home around 2-9 that night. The following morning, I ran straight to the bank, Diamond Bank, I can't forget. I went there. Sorry, I paid this money into somebody's account 2 days ago. The person has scammed me. Say, there's nothing we can do. You are the one that deposited the money. And we can't block his account because it is you that deposited it. They say, I should come back. I went back the next time and they said, see, this account that you're even seeing now, there's no money there again. So, sorry. As a young man, I was young then. I was around 17 years old then or thereabouts, or 18. I went back home. I was hot. So I took the teller. I kept it inside my folder. I went online, searched his name. Everybody bearing that name, I would look, check his profile. Look, check the profile. I say, one day, you this guy, I will catch you. One day is one day. I will catch you. I kept searching. Anytime I go through my file, I will bring out the slip again. I say, I will go online again. I will search. This went on for years. Until one day, I opened my file. 14 years after, 2023, I still had the teller. 14 years after, I still had the teller in my file. Because I refused to throw it away. This guy that hurt me, one day, I will forget your name. The guy's name still lives in my head rent free. I tell you, one day, I will catch you. I know it's funny. You don't know how it pays to scam a young boy of his hard-earned money. You don't know what it means. April 2023, I was already in the seminary. I was flipping through my files looking for a document to submit in the seminary. Then I stumbled upon this teller again. And the Holy Spirit says, Samson, for how long will you keep this thing? See, let me tell you, there are things that are resident in people's heart that you never know that it may be a reason why you're not even making progress. Say, how long will you keep this thing? And that day, I picked up that paper and I threw it in a fire. And I said, Desmond, Kiniko, I know it's funny, but I will not tell you. Desmond, today, wherever you are, I forgive you. I no longer hold the father to scam me again. I forgive you. And from that day, I was free. See, the way unforgiveness works is that the person who has hurt you may not even remember that he even hurt you. But you can go years carrying a baggage of someone that did something evil against you. See, I beg you with the message of God today that you carry that baggage and then you dump it aside. Because you see, it may be the reason why you have not entered into the new era that God is opening up for you. Unforgiveness. You may have been molested at a particular point in time in your life. Somebody molested you. You were young. You were feeble. You couldn't help yourself. And then the person just molested you. And since that day, you have carried all this. I will never date a guy again. Guys are evil. This, that. I know you are hurt, but sister, brother, find grace to move on. Tell yesterday goodbye. You may have even led to pregnancy. But I'm telling you today, you need to find grace to let it go. That those who go through disappointments and the disappointment that they have gone through in their life is the reason why they are still where they are today. Let me show you a powerful scripture. John chapter 5. You will see something there. That for some people, God will need to come through for you and break you out of that mode in the name of Jesus. John chapter 5 from verse 5 to 7. It says, now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made well? What is the reasonable answer to that question? Look at his answer. The sick man answered him, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool. That man did not respond based on the fact that he wanted healing. He responded from the disappointment of 38 years. Every year when he wants to enter the pool, he finds that he can only go a mile. Before he gets there, somebody always enters. Before he gets there, somebody always enters. You try a business, he fails. Disappointed over and over and over and over again. And he gets to a particular point in time, you even stop trying at all because you have accepted that your faith is to always fail. I am asking that whoever is in that situation, the Lord will open your eyes with light today in the name of Jesus. No one to put me into the pool. Was that the question? Do you want to be made well? That is the way experiences can stack up in people's mind, can limit them from making progress. What Jesus Christ said, well, I'm not going to put you in the pool. And then he turns his back. But mercy found him and brought him out. Your past can be like a sunshade. You know, if you are walking in the sun, you can see the light very well. But see, when you wear a sunshade, it limits the amount of light that you can see. That's the way the past is. It's like a sunshade. It will keep limiting your ability to see things clearly the way you want to see them. So people have gone through past experiences of failure over and over again. And then because they failed once or twice or thrice, they have not called themselves a perpetual failure. They never think they can do anything great again. They never think they can pass any exam very well again. See, I'm telling you today, it is possible to become a success. Some are coming from failed relationships. Every relationship you have entered to has ended in a damage, and you are not even willing to try again. For some, failed businesses. You did one business, it didn't work. You did another business, it did not work. You did another business, it did not work. And you felt, you know what? Business is not for me. Who told you business is not for you, man? Who told you? Who told you? You must learn to move on from these past experiences and embrace the future that is available for you. Year 1, 2.3. Year 2, 2.1. Year 3, you thought you were making progress. You got 2.9. And then year 4, you went back to 1.8. I know what I say. After a while, you never see yourself passing again because you are now okay. But I now know my level. When they're talking about people that can be successful, they say, if you know you are going to be successful, there, raise up your hand. You're like, if you know my CGPA. Because you have had a track record of failing. But I'm telling you today that your life can change. When I was in my year 1, I failed mathematics, FBA 101. I went into year 2 again, and I rewrote the exam again. I failed again. Say, this one wants to destroy my career. So you know what? I'm not going to write it again until final year. So in my final year, I said, God, I'll put you in the corner now. If I don't pass this thing, you know, it's extra year. Not that I had extra year. So I went back and said, God, please help me. I went and I studied hard enough for that course. And for the first time in my life, I scored a B or a C in mathematics. I said, me scored a B or C in mathematics. And from that day, I just knew I could never fail at any course again. I just knew it. That I can never ever fail again. See, may the Lord bring occurrences that will change and shift your mind in the name of Jesus. I know I can never fail again. That's why some people are, you have failed at something so much. Now it is not looking as though that is your second nature failure. So whenever they bring a big opportunity, you say you cannot do it. Whenever they told you to go and write a professional exam, you say you cannot do it. Why? Because you already have a mindset of failure. There is no way you can move into success if failure is still holding you back. Don't attach your failure in a particular thing and label yourself as a failure. See, failure is an event. It happened. But you are not a failure. Don't associate what is an event and call it your personality. No, it's not true. Everybody around you keeps doing something, and you call yourself that, you know what, for me, God has just said I should live a mediocre life. Who told you that? I know one thing for sure. I will never settle for less. One thing for sure. If there's a possibility that it can be better, I will push for it. And I will never settle for less. I know there's more that I found in you. I will never. And I will never settle for less. I know there's more that's found in you. It's in you, Lord. It's in you, Lord. I know there's more that's found in you. It's in you, Lord. It's in you, Lord. It's in you, Lord. I know there's more that's found in you. For somebody, may have been a death of a loved one. Somebody died around you. Maybe father, it may be mother. And then you are like saying, God, is there any hope for me again? Not that this person has died. Is there any future for me? See, I am telling you today, God sent me and he sent this word to bring it to you again. To tell you to let the dead remain among the dead so that you can live a life that is full. Because these are things that hold men bound. They are like chains. You try to move forward, they keep pulling you backward. Let the hours go. I know it hurts. I know it's hard to say I let go. But I'm pleading, let it go today for the sake of the life that you have to live. You have to let it go. Every time you try to associate with people, people don't even make you feel loved around them. You are the only one that comes to church. You are the only one that leaves again. Nobody even says hello or hi to you. And you already called yourself that. And you call yourself a rejection. So everywhere you go, you don't even try to make friends again. Because you think people don't want to be your friend. It's a lie. You only need to go and learn the principles of how relationships work. But don't call yourself somebody that is a rejected person. In fact, the Bible says that the stone that was rejected has now become the chief cornerstone. If that one could become it, people think that there's nothing that can come out of you. Don't worry. Go and equip yourself once again. Pick yourself up and see if it will not start flocking to you like bees surrounding honey. People can suffer from rejection all their life and they never move forward. Let's see something in Numbers chapter 11. Numbers 11 from verse 4 to 7. There's more that's found in you. I know. There's more that's found in you. I know. There's more that's found in you. Numbers chapter 11 from verse 4. That says, now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, who will give us meat to eat? Verse 5, look at this. It says, we remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt. The cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes. How can God bring somebody out of slavery and he's still craving to go back into slavery? The next brother that says, let us gather ourselves and return back to Egypt. At least we had fish. So you will prefer to be a slave and eat fish than to be a free man and drink milk and honey. God promised them, the land I'm taking you to is a land that flows with milk and honey. But you see, they got a point in their life and they were remembering the fish they ate in Egypt. Well, how sweet can the fish of slavery be compared to the milk and honey that can come out of being free? That's it. Some people are held back with old habits, with old lifestyles, old thinking patterns. You never want to break out. So every time they talk about anything, you remember the days that things used to be good. And you're not even willing to try again. they were considering going back to slavery because of a temporary inconvenience. I pray whoever is here that is under that same yoke, I declare you are free from today. You are only as free as your mind is free. Oh. You are only as free as your mind is free. Some people, they are walking freely on the road, but you see, they are in perpetual bondage every day. Nothing good springs out of bondage. Nothing good. You are only as free as your mind is free. God is taking you to a land flowing with milk and honey, yet you are remembering cucumber in slavery. How? It's a slavery mindset, bound to something in the past. I wrote this one here down intentionally because Lord is sending to somebody. Now some people are okay with their boyfriends beating them and maltreating them. And when they ask them, why are you still with this guy? Say, at least he loves me. Don't laugh at it. That is the present predicament of some people. That's the pain of some people. The guy will beat them 2 weeks. What is 2 weeks? 3 days later. He still calls me or call me Olori. Abi, how they say those things? Ali Elomiran. Abi. Unable to move on from a bad attachment. I'm praying whoever is in such a relationship, it may not even be physical torture. It may be mental torture. The guy speaks words that never makes you feel good about yourself, and yet you are with him. May the Lord deliver you today. That you say amen doesn't mean you are in it. So say a better amen. Amen. And if you are here, you are in it. You better come out. You are better than that. Which guy will love me again the way he loves me? I'm telling you, there are 1,000 more that will love you better than they can ever love you. He will buy you clothes. He will still beat you. He will not use the same clothes to cover the beating. You must come out. I'm telling you, I'm calling you for, come out of it. It's a day of deliverance for you. It's a day of deliverance for you. How do you want to meet the new guy if he keeps sticking with the old one? How? Some are stuck in the bondage of sin. Stuck in the bondage of sin. Everything about their life. And they are tried. They don't want to. If that year you are enjoying sin, you must come and say goodbye today. You must come and say goodbye today. By word, stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of sin. I stay no longer with you. I've made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. I've made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. You need to say it. Goodbye, world. I stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of sin. I stay no longer with you. I've made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. I've made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. Born again. Thank God I'm born again. Born again. Thank God I'm born again. I'm born of the water, spirit and the blood. Thank God I'm born again. That's the joy that we have. Born of the water, spirit and the blood. Thank God I'm born again. Some are suffering from family background. The background you came from has not let your mind open. Every time you talk about the possibility of having a family that is okay, your mind always thinks that the way your parents are, that is the way your family will also end up. I reject it for you in the name of Jesus. So you never even aspire to marry a good husband. Because of the home you came from, your mother struggled to send you to school. And you never think that riches and greatness can come out of you. I tell you, it's a lie from the pit of hell. Reject it with everything that is inside of you. You can be fulfilled in life. You can be rich. You can have a good home.
You can become a better parent than your parents ever was. You can't become it. You can't become it. But if you don't move on from having that limiting mindset, every time somebody proposes to you, you are always feeling as though they will be like your daddy. Every time you want to propose to a lady, you always feel as though, this person will not be as tough and as angry as my mother is. Your mind is shifting. Your mind is changing. God is breaking you out. I used to blame my dad. See, there was a day, my dad was so gifted, but he was very limited. I didn't know I was carrying this hurt in my heart for a long time. Because I was asking myself, when I heard about the history my daddy did in the past, and then where we are present, I'm like, this man is responsible for our present predicament. How can you have met with great men like this, and then you are still on this level? So I carry resentment in my heart. Until one day, the Holy Ghost came and said, Samson, see, your daddy has done the only one that he could. If he knew better, he would do better. But you, uncle, that you are starting a lesson. If you stay like this, see, your life will be like this. And I say, from that day, I said, no! I reject it. My life must be exponentially growing. Always upward and forward. I carried that thought in my heart for a long time until God delivered me from that. That's why some of us are blaming our parents. If my parents did better, if they sent me to a better school... You can't change your school anymore. You have gone and you have graduated. Now you're in higher institution. What decision will you make that will change the future that you have? They've done what they can do. Don't blame them anymore. Your future is right ahead of you. Now it's your time to make a decision that will affect your own children too and the kind of family that you lay down. You keep complaining. I've noticed this, that sometimes when we complain about something too much, we eventually replicate those same things again. Eventually you replicate it until you find and seek a way out of that predicament. Number two, this one is very, very key. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 14 to 16. Hebrews 11, 14 to 16. Shalaboranda sika lefrahaya. Mandoroko shiba radabasande la bahaya. Zevele makarusha bahandi yala bragdishte sefahaya. Imandragabashora rabakanda la bahaya. Somebody's mind is shifting. Somebody's breaking now. Shabara katalabaha. Nakrota bakila kapadayata. Begin to dream again. Those dreams that were lost, that you thought is not possible, dream again. The Lord asked me to tell you, dream again. Dream again, dream again. Dream again, dream again. Like Isaac, dig the well again. They may have stopped the last one, but dig again. That well will bring out water. It will bring out water. Dig again. Shakata lefredika. Ebrandema salika na bahaya. You will never see yourself going anywhere far again. Dare to dream again. You can get there. Don't let the devil steal your dream. At least that is the only thing you have. Dream again, my brother. Shakata livrahande siyata. Imandora katika pahaya. Every time they mention something in your mind, say something is about you. Not me, not me. This can't be me. I am telling you today, by the Spirit of the Lord, it can be you. It can be you. It can be you. It can be you. Your mind would open up. Your mind will open up. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 14 to 16. It says, for those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland, and truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now, they desire a better. That is a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. In trying to explain this place plainly, he was talking about when God called forth Abraham and the men of faith out of where they were before. He says, for if some of them remember the place they were coming from, the same way the children of Israel remembered, he says they would have had the opportunity to return. But he says, see, because they did not remember, they now were able to enter into the new things, into the new city that God had created for them. Point number two is that some people are here that what they need to say goodbye to today is their past achievements. Everything about you is what happened in the past. I was once anointed. I was once brilliant. I was once the richest guy. I was once this. I was once that. And we are going to look at your life and we can't find anything current about you. Nothing current about you. So you will boast about the days you used to teach the Bible like a Bible study teacher. But today, where is the revelation knowledge? See, as much as the bad one, you have to let it go. Some of you need to let go of those your past wins. That is your reason for boasting. That has made you okay at the level that you are. That you are not even willing to step forward to take a new step again, as though you have come to the end of the line. There is a more that can be found in God. There is a more. Your past is not necessarily evil. It can be good or bad. But good also has the capacity to limit you. Because good is the greatest limitation to great. Remember that. It's the greatest limitation to great. You can become tied to your past that you become comfortable and never move forward. You were the best, I agree. Have you become better? Have you become better? This message of at least, I shall came out with first class. Limit some people. At least I came out with 2-1. So you are claiming local champion. By the time you enter into the place where king sits, you find out that it is men that are high flyers that gathered there. Then you start feeling intimidated. Tell you to keep making continuous progress. I am better today, but I can be better again tomorrow. I was good yesterday, but there's a better for me tomorrow. I was better yesterday, but there's a best I can become. Past success can be a limiter to people moving forward into their new. They are comfortable where they are now, so they're not even trying to make effort to become much more better. Yes, I came as the first class. How about other certifications you must get? Who told you that's the highest you can get to? There's a more that you can become. If you keep comparing yourself with the past, not in the present, we challenge you to move on. Let's find somewhere to tie it up. What do you do with your past? Number one, learn from it. Learn. There's always something you can learn from your past. Learn from it. Learn from it. You can either learn from success or learn from failure. Nothing that happens in your life that you don't have the capacity to learn from. Good or bad, there is something that can come out of it. Absolutely something. In fact, when you fail, there's more to learn. Because you should learn how not to fail again. You should learn it. So there's always something to learn. Learn from your past. The Bible has this adage that ti agbaba shubu yo beyinwo tomode ba shubu yo dide yo ma lo ni. What I'm trying to say that when an adult falls down, he will look back to look at what made him trip and fall. Say, but when a small child falls down, they don't look back to look at what made them. They just stand up and continue their journey. That's how some of us behave. We never learn anything from our past. Something happens, you just dust yourself, you say, well, I'm fine now. And then you begin to move forward again. You never look back to see why you should never make that mistake again. And put edges around you that will make sure you don't make that mistake again. You must learn from your mistakes. You must learn from your past. Number two, embrace it. You must embrace it. Don't live in denial as though it never happened. It happened. It happened. It happened. I lived in my denial of my failure in the higher institution. I lived in there for a long time. But today I say, see what? It happened to me, but I am no longer a failure. By the standards of everything, my mind is a great mind. I embrace this. So I talk about my failure anytime, anywhere. Not because I am proud of it as it were, but I knew that out of that experience, something new came out that made a greater me. Embrace that pain. You lost your virginity, so what? Become a spiritual virgin again. That is no license for you to continue sleeping around. Pick up yourself again and start the journey again. It's a journey of spirituality, a journey to please God with your body. Don't say, well, since I've lost it, there's nothing to protect again. There's always something to protect. There is something to protect. Don't keep sliding down. Embrace it. My mother had a shop. I've shared it before. I would be in shop selling for my mommy. The same shop that was feeding me, that was sending me to school. And one of those days, I stood out and I was selling. And then I looked down the road and I saw one of the girls I used to like in church, and she was coming down. And I ran into the shop. Why? I didn't want her to see me in such a place selling for my mom. One day, I told myself, I'm like, wait, what? Ah, this person I'm running from, number one, she can't help me. Number two, if I toast, I don't even know if she will agree. So, why am I running? No, since that day, I embraced my mommy's business as though my life depended on it. Because actually, if she could help me, she would have helped me. Embrace whatever it is. Embrace it has happened. Learn what you need to learn from it and move forward. Number three, get closure and heal. Get closure and heal. From the negative experiences, get closure and heal. Don't remain wounded. A wounded person cannot run fast. You only limp. How far can somebody limp here? How far can they go? Number three, move on means that you will do something now that matters to your future. Joshua, come. This is the way some of us are. This is some of us are. You are standing like this. The destination is the altar. But this is the way he's standing. He keeps focusing on the things that have happened in his past. But Joshua, no, don't turn. Come. This is where some of us are moving. Keep coming. Where some of us are moving. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. I said keep coming. I didn't say you should climb. You see, you stop looking forward. You are not looking down. When you will get to a point where you will trip and fall, you will never know. Because you are facing your past and you are trying to go into the future. You can never see what is ahead of you. All you will be seeing is what is in your past. All you will see is what has happened to you. How can you focus on the past and expect your future to be productive? No way. It's on. Move on. You will need to turn around. Then you will be able to climb and then come to the place I asked you to come to. Number five, as I close, give thanks for what has happened to you. Because God has said in his word, book of Romans, says all things, including that your failure, that your shame, that your pain, all things work together for the good of they that love God. So I didn't do well in my higher institution days. I didn't do well in my undergraduate days. But you see, that same thing has made me stronger and better and wiser. All things work together. In fact, when you fail too, you are making it much more easier for God to make a statement out of your life. It's not easier. Because he will now show you that, see, not by power, not by might. As I close the last scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. The Bible says, for it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Out of that your darkness, out of that your pain, light can come out. If you see darkness, you will say there's no more hope. But the Bible says that God can command light to come out from where? From where? From darkness. He can command light to come out. Out of whatever you have been through today, I am telling you, light can come out. Whatever you are going through presently that is as a pain point for you, light can come out. Can we bow down and pray? Father, I receive grace to move. See some of you with tears already and you are crying. I know that God sent a word to you today. He sent a word to you today. Lord, I receive grace to move on. Wipe away your tears. Know that God is able to bring something beautiful out of it. Lord, I receive grace to move on. To look back and say, yesterday, goodbye. Tomorrow, here I come. Here I come. Out of the darkness you rise. Lord, I receive grace to move on. I receive grace to forgive. I receive grace to move on. I know you cry, but wipe that tears. It's time for something new to come out again. A new can arise out of this. A new mind can break out of this old mind of limitation. Lord, I receive grace to move forward. I receive grace to move forward. Is somebody there praying? Somebody there praying and talking to God. I receive grace to move on. Out of the darkness you rise. Out of the ashes you will rise. Out of the pain you will rise. Out of that weakness you will rise. Out of that limitation you will rise. Lord, I receive grace today. Can we rise up? I receive grace today. I receive grace today. Lord, I receive grace today. Somebody pray better and say, Lord, I receive grace. I receive grace to move over from my limited beliefs. I receive grace. I receive grace to move over from my limitations. I receive grace today. Somebody pray.
I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus.
Somebody talk to him.
I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. Jesus can help you. Jesus alone. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto you. Everything that was stolen shall be returned unto you. Everything that was lost must be returned unto you.
Somebody pray.
Everything that was stolen, including your ability to think, must be returned unto you.
Somebody pray. I let go. See, I can see the Holy Spirit working upon the hearts of people. See, don't be ashamed of your tears. He came for a deliverance for you today. He came for a deliverance for you today. Your tears are a testimony that he holds you. But I tell you, that is why you need to move on so that you can be healed. So that you can be healed. You need to heal. My brother, you need to heal. My sister, you need to heal. I know it has happened, but you need to let it go. Your future awaits you. The next level awaits you.
I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. No more veil, no more limitations. I can now see Jesus face to face. No more veil, no more limitations. I can now see Jesus face to face. The price has been paid. The blood has been shed for me. I can now see Jesus face. No more veil, no more veil, no more limitations. I can now see Jesus face. Hey, no more veil, no more veil, no more limitations. I can now see Jesus face to face. The price has been paid. Your blood has been shed for me. I can now see Jesus face. Hey, no more veil. The price has been paid. The blood has been shed for me. I can now see Jesus face to face. Face to face. You can now see Jesus face to face. Face to face. Face to face. Ha! You can see your future face to face. Face to face. Face to face. You can see your victory face. Hey, face to face. Face to face. Face to face. I can now see Jesus. Hey, face to face. I can now see Jesus face to face. The price has been paid. The blood has been shed for me. I can now see Jesus face to face. See, but the work God is good upon some hearts today. The work is good upon some hearts today. For giving a mind shift and a mind transformation. It's the hour, it's the moment, I tell you. It's the time to make progress. You have stayed on this pause for too long. It's time for you to enter into the newness. I know you are hurt, but now you need to heal. I know you failed, but now you need to go into your success. I have two or three other calls here this morning. You are here. You have been carrying various burdens. And you are saying, God, I know it's tough, but help me. You see, this weight is much for me. It has slowed me down. You know it. God sent me here to you today. You know you are here. You know you need help. You know you need help from the Lord. This is a call for you. Come forward. You need to release that burden. You need to release it. You need to release it. The burden lifter came here today to lift you. You need to let go of that burden so he can carry it for you. He can carry it for you. Says, come to me, all you who have labored and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. I care for you. You are coming, you are releasing to God. I say, Lord, I release this burden to you. I release this weight to you. I release it. I release it. And my sister, it's time for you to move forward. 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 Why not leave at the altar and say, now I am taking a new turn. I'm taking a new turn. You are here in front, don't be quiet. You didn't come to me. You came to the God that can lift your body. Talk to him about that point and release it to him. Let him be the one to wipe away these your tears. Let him wipe it away. He's the one that wipes tears, that does not let the tears return anymore. Let him carry this burden. Let him wipe away your tears. Don't be ashamed of it.
Your tears are a testament. They are a testament to what you have gone through. But a new future beckons. A new future beckons. Cry to him this one. Say, Lord, I release these burdens. I release it to you. I release it to you. I've carried it for too long. I've carried this pain. I've carried this heaviness. I've carried it for too long. But Lord, today, I surrender it to you. I surrender all to you. Everything I mean to you. With all the nothing. My sister. With all the nothing. You need to surrender it. I surrender all to you. My sister. Everything that it means to you. Don't hold back. With all the nothing. With all the nothing. The Lord is doing some of you. I surrender all to you. The second call are for some set of people. You are here, you are carrying unforgiveness in your heart. I know you have been hurt. Somebody molested you. Somebody battered you. Somebody cheated you. Somebody made you fail. Somebody lied on you. And you have sworn, I will not forgive. I will not forgive. I will not forgive. But God is saying today, you need to let it go for this newness to come out. I am calling you now, come forth. So that the Lord can heal your heart this morning. So he can heal you. See, you can cry before him. He's not judging you. He's not judging you. He's not judging you. He's not judging you, my sister. He's not judging you. He's not judging you. He came here for your sake today. Let it go. Let it go. You need to enter into your newness. You have stayed at this point for too long. I bring a counsel from the Lord for you today. You will need to vocalize and say, see, Lord, I forgive this guy. I forgive this lady. I forgive this man. There's somebody here today. You are yet say, you are angry with your daddy. Maybe even molested you. And I said, as long as I live, I will not call this man father. You are here today. I'm bringing the word of the Lord for you. He says, you come and let it go. Let me bring out a new out of you. You can be vulnerable. Let him handle this, your tears. He's not scared of your mess. He wants to bring a new one out of it. Yield it to him. You are here. You made a mistake. You made a mistake. And since that time, you never forgave yourself. Every time you remember, you are always beating up yourself. God is saying to you, come, 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 come. Let me heal you and move ahead. You are here because you know that's your category. Come, 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 come. Jesus is waiting for you. You need to forgive yourself. You need to forgive yourself and move on. You made that mistake. It cost you a lot. It cost you a lot. Every time you remember, you are in tears. Every time you remember, you break down. You keep blaming that event as though God cannot do anything new with your future. I tell you, if you give him your life, he can change your direction forever. Talk to him. Don't be quiet in front. Talk to him. Don't be quiet in front. Let him carry your tears. Let me carry your burden. Yield it to him. If you want to kneel, you kneel. Want to lie before him, lie before him. But make sure you don't return with it. Don't return. Don't return with it. The newness awaits you. The newness awaits you. Talk to him. Tell him your pain. Tell him your heart. Let him carry it. The Lord says to tell you that the river of healing is flowing right now. is flowing over you right now. Some of you right now, you will feel a warm embrace. You will feel somebody wrap around you and hold you. Right now, it's happening to some people here right now. He will hold you tight. You will feel him around you. He will embrace you and says, come my daughter, let me carry this thing for you. I can see him moving, the river flowing and healing. Says there's a river that flows from the throne. Says wherever he goes, wherever that river goes, he heals everything there. That river is here today and is healing you. He's healing of that pain, of that hurt. He's healing you. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I pray for all these ones. They have come with these various burdens and weights and weakness. They come with their unforgiveness and they are laying it at your feet, Lord. I'm asking that, Lord, they do not return back with it. Every bruised heart here, every hurt person here, every damaged person here, Lord, please fix them. Fix everything that is broken. Fix everyone that is broken. Let it go. He's ministering to you right there. Let it go. The hand of the Lord is upon you. Let it go. Don't hold too long. Let it go. He's doing a very work of circumcision. He's cutting it out. Let it go. Let that water pour upon it. He's apologizing on their behalf. He said he's sorry for the pain they caused you. He's sorry for the hurt they brought to you. He's sorry. But you need to come home. You need to come home. Find grace to move on. You have stayed at this point for too long. Find grace to move on. I feel like crying out because it's as though the burden of people is being laid upon my heart. Because there are people who are genuinely hurt. Are you deserve to be so? It's not to forgive. We know you are hurt. But he release it. Let him carry it. Let him do. There's no other friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. Ha. No, not one. Ha. Jesus knows all my fears and struggles. He will guide. See the day is come. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. He's here to comfort you. Help them. Just let them into themselves. He has come here to help you. Jesus knows all about your struggles. He will guide. See the day is come. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. He's comforting you. He wants to be your friend from today. Jesus, you're in a mess. Your mind has been messed with totally. Totally messed up with. Your way of thinking has been messed with totally. But God is doing like a sanctification. He's cleaning your mind. He's just showing me pictures of what people are going through here, and I can't help but just shed tears. You are here, they made you the blackish of the family for something you are not responsible for. And you said you are isolating yourself from your family and say, see, if I become something in life, I will never remember you all again. God is saying, see. You are that one, please come. You are that one. It's a family affair. You are that one, come. Come. Let them make their way forward. Lord says, I should lay my hands on you because He wants to bring a healing to you. He wants to bring a healing to you. Let that healing flow. Let it flow. Let them have your way. Make your way to the front. Lord, let His healing flow into them. You know you are not responsible. But Lord saying, heal. Heal, because He placed the solitary in families. Receive healing, my dear. Somebody help me. Receive healing. Receive healing and let's go. My sister, let's go. His hands is upon you. He's putting His cloak of love around you. These are genuine and valid hearts. But let His healing flow upon this one. It's a matter of the heart. You have sealed your heart. You have sealed it. But the Lord is saying sorry. Since I am sorry, I apologize on your behalf. But forgive them, because there's something about to tie to your family. If you break off, you may not get there. But let's go, my sister. Let His healing flow. You may need to call your parents after your donor, and you relate to them the same way again. Receive grace to heal. Receive grace to heal, my sister. Lord, these are burdens before you. They've cried before you. They've wept before you. They are broken before you because you came for them and you found them out. Lord, I'm asking for every of these ones out here. Father, you will lift every burden that they came here with in the name of Jesus. I'm asking, Spirit of the living God, that the river of life will begin to flow into every heart, into every heart, into every pain, into every weakness. Everything that is broken in them, Lord, fix it. Every mind that has been damaged, Lord, repair. Every relationship that has been damaged, Lord, restore. I am hearing the Lord saying that what I'm going to do for you, says, I will do it without letting there be a scar. You know, there are times when there are scars that make you remember what has happened. But God is saying to tell you, I will do it in such a way, it will never look as though anything happened to you. I'm taking the pain away plus the scar. I'm taking the pain away plus everything that will make you remember. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this healing and restoration. You may return to your seats. My final call this morning, quickly, our time is fast spent. You are here.
You have not found your way back to Jesus, the friend. You have not found your way back to Jesus. Please remain standing, everyone. You have not returned back to Jesus, the friend. And he's calling you back home today. He's calling you back home today. You have gone far in sin. You have gone steep in sin. You are here today. Jesus is calling you. Wherever you are, you are saying, Lord Jesus, I'm coming back home. You have been gone far. You have been lost far. You are saying, Jesus, I'm coming back home. I'm saying goodbye, world. I stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of sin. I stay no longer with you. I've made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. You are here, and that is your situation this morning. Wherever you are saying, Jesus, I'm coming back. Wherever you are, I want to see your hands up so I can pray with you this morning. Saying, Jesus, I'm coming back. Forgive me of my sins. I know you died for me. I know I have gone far from me. I'm returning home. Wherever you are this morning, can you please lift up your hands? I want to pray with you. Jesus came for you today. Jesus came for you today. I'm saying, Jesus Christ, I'm coming back. I'm coming back home. Maybe it was even because of these issues that made you go far. Wherever you are, please. There's not much time again, but I want to quickly pray for you and bring you back and call you back to the Father. Wherever you are, please put your hands in the congregation so I can pray for you this morning. You are living a life of sin. You are living a life of sin. You are saying, Lord, I am committing to you from today not to go back to this sin, not to go back to sin again, not to go back to the world. I am committing myself to you. I'm saying goodbye, world. I'm just going to give only 5 seconds more. I want to pray with you wherever you are. Can just please stop your hands wherever you are. You are saying no to evil things. You are saying no to wrong things. Father, thank you. Is there anybody in the congregation? All right. Father, we thank you for your word today. Take all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. What has happened here today is permanent in the name of Jesus. We all receive grace to move on from yesterday and to move forward. Receive grace to move on from today and to move forward. We enter into our destinies, into the newness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.